T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, repeat on social today. Super Bowl or bust for the Seattle Seahawks. Bill Barnwell of ESPN said, yeah, Super Bowl or bust. You're on a different stance, though, Mr. Cleland, and you laid it out quite eloquently in the first hour of the program. Every year, Super Bowl or bust for a franchise like Seattle, is it not?
There's only about 5 to 6 teams maybe that think, that want, and then can win a Super Bowl. There's quite a few teams that believe they can, because you never know. Lightning in a bottle does happen. I mean, I don't really believe that you see something magically happen out of thin air. You have to kind of get a taste of it a little bit and see it. Even when the Jags made the AFC Championship game, you went, what's going on here? What is occurring? It can happen very quickly, and teams can come out of nowhere and win a Super Bowl and do something where you go, all right, you know, is the stability that you have in your franchise, is it worth investing 2 first-round picks and a third-round pick and a guy like Jamal Adams? Of course it is, when you're in one of those situations where you have to win. It's been proven that you have to have a quality quarterback, don't you think, to win a Super Bowl? I think that's kind of how it works. You got to have a quality quarterback.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be a bona fide superstar at the time, but yeah, he's a good quarterback for sure.
Well, let's take the last four Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. Let's think through that. They've all been pretty quality quarterbacks. Pretty quality.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So I think that if we're moving forward into this decade, that's going to be the staple. That's as easy as I can say. After you have your guy, your quarterback, and you know that he's there and he's in his window, as an organization or anybody in that locker room, it is you are so ecstatic. You are so happy when you see your front office make a move like Jamal Adams, like the Seahawks did. You are so happy because you don't look around and go, let's keep all these guys need to keep their jobs. Let's all be happy. Let's all be okay. Let's all be okay with 9-7. You're as close as it was. You're literally 1 inch away from having home field advantage last year, Seattle Seahawks. 1 inch. If your dang tight end had a little more lead in his butt, he would have been in the red. He would have been in the end zone, and San Francisco would have been on the road. That's the difference between it's just fractional inches. So if Jamal Adams is that guy that gets you that extra inch, maybe another sack. He had 6.5 last year. Maybe it's an interception. Maybe it's just stop of George Kittle on third down and he makes that tackle. That's worth 2 first-round picks in next year and this year's event, because you don't have the luxury of waiting around and building for 4 and 5 years because you have a 69-year-old coach. You have an older quarterback who's 30. We say Russell's got another 8 years of quality football, maybe 7 of high-end football, maybe more. I don't know. Bobby Wagner's not getting younger. All those players, Dwayne Brown's not getting any younger. And these guys, so you better invest now and do it quick.
Is it enough, though, for Seattle because of the way that how bad that pass rush is? Because we were talking about this just last week in that Pro Football Focus has them ranked as the worst pass rush in all of the NFL. They may have the best secondary now in the NFL with the addition of Jamal Adams. And you put him back there and you go, all right, that's one of the best secondaries you got. But without anybody getting the quarterback, is it enough? Because if the quarterback is the most important position, isn't the second most important thing to do on a football field is to get to that quarterback?
That's a fair question. But I think the way you look at it, who are just in the Super Bowl last year, those two, the best pass rusher Kansas City had wasn't the difference in that game. That's fair to say. Okay. There were some really good things that the pass rush of San Francisco had, but what won the game? Well, the inability to really get to Patrick Mahomes in the second half. Mm-hmm. So I will tell you that I think that pass rush and defensive line is important, but I will say this. Stopping the run is more significant than getting sack totals, because sack totals means you're getting pressures, but pressures means you're facing a team that's throwing, and throwing teams are usually from behind. Teams that are ahead really love to run the football. Why? Because you're chewing up clock. So if you're efficient at shutting down the run game and holding your line of scrimmage there, means that I always look at sack numbers sometimes can be highly, highly inflated based on the amount of teams. And if you're really good, if you're a team that's always facing a passing team, it's usually because they're playing from behind. You got to throw more when you're behind. That's a basic analytic. So I think that stopping the run and having a quality run defense, which what does Jamal Adams bring you? A true linebacker safety that comes down to the box that can help in run support. Who runs the ball as good as anybody in the division right now? San Francisco. That's it. Who runs it efficiently? Again, Los Angeles, because they have that same kind of ability. They run a lot. They run a lot of play action. You have to match up with those two teams. If I can't stop the run, it's a waste of time. That's what he does. I'm not scared of the passing game. I'd scared of Arizona's passing game a little bit.
In a league that is more and more prone to throwing the football, I mean, like, you had like, what, over half the league threw the ball over 500 times last year.
Did you watch the playoffs last year?
No, I did. Okay. I was just making sure. I'm not trying to minimize that teams run the football, but I mean, it is just a passing league, you know, for the most part. If you look at just the sheer volume of passes that were in the NFL last year, it does seem like getting to the quarterback, and you hear this all the time. And I guess that's like one of the things that is a little bit confusing to fans is you're sitting out there. It's like, it's a passing league. You have to be able to throw the football.
Of course you have to be able to throw the football, but what won in the playoffs? Okay, you're going to face the same teams in the playoffs, majority of the same. There'll be some shuffles coming in and out. Like Green Bay was a masquerading team. They take a huge step back this year. I'm taking that prediction just right off the table. They ain't winning 13 games, not in that division. There's no way in heck they're winning that. No way they're winning that division. I don't believe it this year. But you're not going to get that. Ben Roethlisberger is back, but they're going to run the football. Okay. You're going to see the difference between watching the Cleveland Browns, watch how good they are at running the football. And oh, by the way, they happen to have the most electric offensive efficiency running game attack in their division with Baltimore. Kansas City's going to try to run it. They're going to be able to run the football because they got another, they drafted who I think was Edwards-Helaire. They're going to have the kind of electricity. Even if Patrick Mahomes gets hurt, they'll still have some running game. San Francisco's going to have a running game. Think of all these guys that are getting. Tell me Carolina's not going to run the football. All these teams are going to run the football. I don't know what what Tampa's going to do. I'm excited to watch that, but I think
they got Ronald Jones. I mean, they're going to run. They're going to try to run the football as well. I mean, in Kansas City's numbers, they were near the bottom of the league in running the ball last year. But if you look at the team when they're at their best, I always say this about New England with Tom Brady, they're at their best with Brady when they ran the football, and they were not good at running the ball. Look at New Orleans and the step back that they took last year without Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara. I totally understand what you're saying, and right there is because if you can't stop the run, it all goes downhill. I mean, everything just unravels for you. And I think that is something that is definitely lost. In the Seahawks, though, they couldn't do either. They're 26th in total defense last year.
They still won 11 games.
Well, I know.
And still won a playoff game and still was a couple, like one throw away from beating Green Bay. So if you're that close and you've done, here's what I also have to give so much credit to their coaching staff and their player personnel and their leadership is that they've evaluated and they use analytics just as good as anybody does in the entire National Football League. So for us to sit here and question and say what's valuable and what isn't, they know how to farm their own land. They've looked at their tapes, they've gone over their stats, and they've gone and used enough metrics to say, we see this value as taking us as an extra game to a game and a half. He might be worth a point to almost 2 points a game. If that is true, according to their metrics, That's enough to win in this league. That's enough to get you over the top.
No.
That's my prediction. I'm not saying that's what they do. But if they've gone on and they're used their statistical analysis to say this is the type of guy that brings that kind of difference to our defense, that's the difference between one or two games. And that's a 9-win season compared to an 11 or a 10-win season compared to a 12. That's home field advantage. And what has the Seahawks done? Every year they've had home field advantage in the playoffs. I'm going to give you a pretty magical stat. They've gone to the Super Bowl.
So three times.
They've gone to the Super Bowl every time they've had home field advantage. So go get home field advantage.
Yeah, go get it, man. This is a huge, huge acquisition with Jamal Adams. It is, because he's not just a free safety that plays deep. He is a run support guy, 6.5 sacks last year. I saw that he had 92 pass rushes last year as a safety, and he had one of the highest rates of success. He was like 23 pressures in his 92, which is, mm-hmm. I mean, you think about that, that's a very high clip where you're getting in there because, look, these guys, you don't get to the quarterback every single time. It's impossible to do every single time. He's going to be a huge asset to this defense. And that's why I wondered, is he going to be enough because the defensive line loses? Well, right now, it looks like
nobody can answer that question.
The defensive line is the biggest question mark, and they took a hit because Jadeveon Clowney still isn't there.
Well, he isn't.
And it looks like the Saints are now going to potentially be a suitor because Michael Thomas is out stumping for the Saints to go and pick up Jadeveon Clowney, and it appears that Tennessee now is one of the front runners to get him. And if you don't have him, what does that defensive line look like?
Let me tell you what's... Come on, man.
What?
Not you and everybody.
Oh.
Stop asking for number one quarterback, number one offensive line, number one defense, number one linebackers, number one secondary, number one coaching. Dude, it's got a salary cap for a reason, and it's got a league of great talented players for a reason. You can't be first in pass rush, first in run defense, first in everything. You can't, and first in offense, first in good quarterbacks. Tennessee's going, we got a really good running back. We got a kind of a good defense, not bad. And we got this guy named, we got this Ryan Tannehill guy. We'll give him it. We don't have number one in anything, but we're going to make it to the playoffs. We're going to beat the number one team during the regular season. So if you have a weakness and you manage your weaknesses and you start to amplify your strengths, you're like, all right, okay, so maybe we're not great in the pass rush. But what's good enough to get to the finals, get to those NFC and AFC championship games, is managing your weaknesses. You can't get number one in everything. That's not possible. So everyone says, well, they're weak here, they're weak there. Here's what you got to be strong in. Stopping the run and have a great quarterback. After that, all right, all bets are off.
503-250-1080. Some more of your feedback on this. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.